Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives, and become one of our followers on Twitter at Radio Detectives. I do want to encourage you, our listener support campaign continues. You can support us in the usual ways on a one-time basis, support.greatdetectives.net. Also sending a donation through the Zelle app to box13 at greatdetectives.net or mailing in a donation to Adam Graham, P.O. Box 15913, Boise, Idaho 83715. But today's focus is on Patreon supporters, patreon.greatdetectives.net. It's a great program where you can become a supporter of the show for as little as $2 per month and be able to automatically support the show. And as a Patreon supporter, there are a couple key benefits. First of all, you will get a special newsletter from me providing a lot of tips on things that are coming up on the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. And you also get to vote on a few key things, such as our annual summer series. And it really does make such a great difference to have that reliable support and also helps determine what we can invest into the program. In fact, if we get to $2,000 per month in Patreon support, we won't do listener support campaigns anymore. Just go to patreon.greatdetectives.net become an ongoing supporter. All right, now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date on this one is September 10th, 1947, and this one is The Ghost of Rocky Island Lighthouse.
Anything through this fog tonight, Mr. Jensen?
Not a thing, Captain Ross.
We're still bound in. That's him on halfway through the window of the wheelhouse.
Well, we'll see the Rocky Island Lighthouse in a minute or two. Find our way into the channel.
But we'll find nothing but reefs without the light, Captain. Reefs in deep water just in front of them. Even with the light, it's going to take a true course to get us in without running aground.
The channel's directly north of the Rocky Island Light, Mr. Jensen. We'll enter the channel with the light on our port side. There she is now, Mr. Jensen.
Aye. What a blessed sight. We've been off our course. I'll adjust that.
Keep her steady, Mr. Jensen.
Aye, sir. No problem now. We'll have our cargo safe in an hour.
Aye. And it'll be a long time before we carry so much of value in our hold again.
Well, there's no trouble at all now, sir. The lighthouse is practically telling us we're safe and sound now.
I think I'll go below.
We've run on the reef!
We're going down!
Sound the alarm!
Aye, aye, sir!
All hands on deck!
All hands on deck!
Abandon ship!
Abandon ship!
Abandon ship!
Abandon ship!
And now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friends.
Aye, Mr. Kingston, I know it was tough for you to lose that ship last night. But you'll have to admit this is the first ship of mine you've ever lost.
That's true, Captain Ross, but so far this year I've lost four ships, and all in nearly the same spot, and all the same way, and all carrying valuable cargo. How could you possibly have run on the reefs to the south of the Rocky Island Lighthouse when you were passing the north of it at the time?
I don't know, Mr. Kingston. Unless we drifted south before we sank. When we came ashore after we abandoned ship, we steered straight for the beach and landed south of the light.
Impossible. That's the same story I heard from the captain of every ship I've lost, and I don't believe a one of you. Were you north of the light at the time of the crash, or weren't you?
Aye. We seemed to be north of the light when we crashed. North of it when we sank. But the spot where we went down is south. I checked on it this morning. I saw a part of the crushed hull on the reef.
Then you steered a course into the channel south of the Rocky Island light.
No, Mr. Kingston. Absolutely not. I'd stake my reputation we were north of the light.
Oh, it's impossible. Come in.
Excuse me, Mr. Kingston.
Yes, Miss Underwood.
Mr. Lawrence from Deepwater Salvage Company is on the phone.
Yes, yes, I know what he wants. Tell Lawrence he can have the job. He's always done a good one for me, but don't tell him I said that.
No, Mr. Kingston, I won't tell him.
Do you see what this crash is costing me already, Captain Ross? I have to give a salvage company 60% of whatever cargo can be saved. And the ship, of course, is a total loss. I'd rather have the ship than the insurance. And I think I'd better have ship captains that can tell north from south.
Mr. Kingston, maybe the Rocky Island lighthouse was out.
If it was, what light did you see?
The ghost light, Mr. Kingston.
Ghost light?
On the cliff above the reefs. There used to be a lighthouse there. The place where we ran on the reefs is just a little to the north of where the old lighthouse was. Before it was washed into the sea, the lighthouse keeper with it. The lighthouse was lost, and so was he.
Of all the ridiculous things I ever heard, that's...
May sound foolish, Mr. Kingston, but it's the only possible thing that can explain how we would crash south of the Rocky Island lighthouse when we were north of it all the time. The ghost light, Mr. Kingston. And members of my crew are not the first it has taken to the bottom of the sea.
You lost some of your crew, Captain Ross?
Yes.
You didn't tell me how many.
Three. They were caught below deck in the crash.
Captain Ross, I can tolerate misjudgment. I can almost tolerate stories of ghost life. But when some of my employees are killed...
They were killed through no fault of mine or of my pilot, Mr. Kingston. We were north of the Rocky Island lighthouse when we crashed.
All right. We're north of it. But something's crazy somewhere, and three men are dead. I don't know why, but this sounds like murder to me, and I'm calling my friend Boston Blackie. You believe the light here on Rocky Island wasn't working last night, eh, Blackie?
I don't believe anything yet, Charlie. After we investigate. I guess we can tie up to this lighthouse landing, can we?
Yeah, I'll handle the landing, Blackie. I'll tie the launch up with a half hitch.
Might also use a rope, Mary.
If Faraday were here, he wouldn't have an answer for that either.
I'll tie the boat, Mary. You can get up on the landing.
Oh, thanks, Charlie. Oh, what a beautiful lighthouse.
I suppose you'd like to live in it.
Oh, how would I? But I put different curtains in the windows.
And a lace shade and tassel on the light, I suppose.
Well, I don't know about the tassel. Oh, look, there's the lighthouse keeper's daughter. There's always one, isn't there?
If you mean the woman in the doorway there, the lighthouse keeper must be 80. This woman's an easy 60.
If there is such a thing as an easy 60...
No sightseers allowed out here. This is government property.
The only sight we want to see is the lighthouse keeper. And we have government permission. Here's our pass.
Oh. What do you want to see him for?
We just want to ask him a few questions about an accident on the reefs near here last night.
Oh, the ship that sank down yonder?
That's right. Tell your husband we'd like to see him, will you?
What makes you think I'm his wife? I didn't say so.
Just imagine you were.
Well, I am, but I don't like things taken for granted.
Well, may we see him, please?
He isn't here. He's gone to the mainland for supplies.
Oh, I see. Anyone else out here?
No, only me.
We thought we saw somebody up in the tower as we came out here in the launch just now.
Nobody's up there.
We'd like to look, if you don't mind.
Well, I don't. Okay, go ahead. Stairs are right there.
It's going to be some climb. You want to stay here, Charlie?
No, I'll go up with you.
Oh, I think I'll stay here, though.
They say steps are good for the figure, Mary.
Oh, what's wrong with my figure?
If Faraday were here, he couldn't answer that either. See you in a little while. Come on, Charlie. It's a long, slow climb, but I'll bet the view is good when we get up there.
You'll have to excuse me, miss, but I have chores to do, whether there's company here or not.
Oh, that's perfectly all right. I'll just stand here in the door and admire the view.
When you've looked at it as long as I have, there's nothing you admire about it. Always the same. Always the same. Frank, it's Lena. There's some men coming up to see you.
Why did you let them come up?
Well, I tried to tell them you weren't up there, but they saw you, and I couldn't stop them. They have a pass. They want to talk to you.
What about? Do you know? It's
about that ship that sank on the Devil's Reef last night.
I was afraid of that. Thanks. Thanks for telling me.
Is this lighthouse, anyway?
I don't know, Blackie. I lost count of the steps two landings ago.
Well, here's another landing. Next to the last one, I hope.
Oh, let's rest.
Hey, just the words right out of my mouth. It's a good thing you did. I don't have breath enough to say them.
I know what you mean.
Well, we've got to be able to talk to the lighthouse keeper when we get up there. And I think he is there, despite what his wife said. What's his name again?
The Port Authority people said it was Harlow, Frank Harlow.
Oh, yes, Harlow. Hey, here's a little window.
Ooh.
Hey, take a look out of here. Nice view.
Yes, except for that ship out there in front of the reef.
Is that where your ship went down last night?
Yes, that's a ship from the Deepwater Salvage Company going to work on it already.
They don't lose any time, do they?
Well, it's better not to, Blackie. Some cargo can't take too much salt water.
That's right. Well, I guess I wasn't thinking of... Good night. What's that?
Did you see something drop past the window?
Yes, and I hope it's not what I think it is.
Did you see the ground from up here?
Well, I have to lean out the window a little more. Whatever. Uh-oh.
What is it, Blackie?
You mean, what was it, Charlie? It was a man. Right now, it's just a body wrecked on the rocks.
Please, Mrs. Harlow, come away from the rocks. Blackie and Mr. Kingston will be down here in just a minute. And they'll...
Oh, he's dead. He's dead.
Yes, I know, Mrs. Harlow, he's dead. There's nothing you can do for him now. Come on inside with
Mary.
Me.
Mary!
I'm here, Blackie.
Terrible thing that just happened.
I can't tell you how sorry we are about this unfortunate accident, Mrs. Harlow.
It wasn't an accident. It wasn't.
Well, I don't see how it could be anything else, Mrs. Harlow. We hadn't reached the top of the tower when he fell, but he was alone up there, wasn't he?
I lied to you before. He was up there alone. But this isn't an accident. This is murder. They killed him. They killed him.
Who was they, Mrs. Harlow?
I don't dare, but they killed him. They did it. They did it.
He's hysterical from the shock, Blackie.
He's hysterical, all right. There's nobody up in the tower now. But there's a reason that man fell, and that's the reason I'm going to send for Inspector Faraday. The police might be able to throw a little light on why this man fell from this lighthouse.
I'm sorry it took me so long to get here, Blackie, but I can't rush away from headquarters on every accident case.
Anytime you rush, it's an accident, Faraday.
Amusing.
But listen, this is the light tower here. Mrs. Harlow says her husband didn't fall from up here by accident, but there was nobody else here.
Who pushed him then? You or Charlie Kingston?
I never push people out of lighthouses, but in your case, I'll be glad to make an exception.
No.
We weren't up here yet, Faraday. We were still one landing below. Now, here's the window we went out of.
Look, this is strictly an accident case, Blackie. Or a suicide if he was alone.
He was alone, all right. Only Harlow and his wife worked at the lighthouse. The only two people on the island.
Hey, look, I didn't see any wife when I landed. Only Miss Wesley downstairs. Where's Mrs. Harlow now?
Charlie took her ashore and left her with some of Mrs. Harlow's relatives in the city. You can talk to her later. Let's see what evidence of murder there might be around here.
There's none, and you know it. This is just another of your little schemes to waste my time. Look, there's a scuff mark on the window ledge where he climbed out.
I see it.
Look here. Here's the reason he fell. He was hanging out the window here by his hands when a piece of the ledge broke away. Look, see, it's all rotted.
Yeah.
It breaks when I touch it. A guy falls to death because he was hanging out a window and the window gave way. And the great Boston Blackie called it murder.
I didn't call it murder until Mrs. Harlow insisted it was.
She's out of her mind. And Harlow must be out of his to hang out a window way up here. What was he doing that for?
He's probably trying to hide from Charlie Kingston and me.
Look, I want to hide from you, too, but I don't hang out of windows 100 feet in the air. What did he want to hide for?
Probably to keep from answering our questions about why Charlie Kingston shipwrecked on the reef down there last night.
Down where?
Over there. Yeah, to your right, where the salvage ship is now. Huh? That's a ship from the Deepwater Salvage Company that Charlie hired to save some of his cargo. Three men were drowned when Charlie's ship went down last night, and I...
What was the ship doing way down there? That's south of here, and the channel's north of us. Couldn't they see this light?
I saw a light all right, Barney, but it was down that way, and this one was out. Or at least that's what the captain's story was. And that's what we came to check into. That's the only thing that would explain why...
I'll get it. That's probably Sergeant Matthews calling from below. I told him to let me know if we've got any reports on that policeman's radio.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Inspector Faraday. This is Mary Wesley.
Yes, I know it, Miss Wesley.
Look, Inspector, Sergeant Matthews just yelled up from the boat that there's been a shooting in town.
That's fine. And I'm out here because a ship sinks last night and a man falls out of a window today. Who's been shot?
A man named Lawrence. And, you know, it's the funniest thing.
What's so funny about it?
Well, there's a deep water salvage company boat out where Charlie's ship sank last night.
So? Huh?
And the man who's just been shot is head of that company.
Now back to Boston Blackie. Though it was steering a fog-bound course into the safety of the channel north of Rocky Island Lighthouse, one of wealthy Charlie Kingston's cargo ships crashes and sinks against the reefs south of the light. This is the fourth of Kingston's ships to be lost in this manner. Because he is Kingston's friend, Blackie goes to the lighthouse to investigate. But before he can talk to the keeper of the light, the keeper falls to his death from the tower. It's obviously an accident, but the dead man's wife says it's murder. Later, a man named Lawrence, head of the company salvaging Kingston's ship, is shot. And as we return to our story, Blackie and Inspector Faraday are with the wounded man at his home.
Who shot you, Lawrence?
I told you before, Inspector Faraday. It was an accident. I shot myself.
We know it was your gun that shot you, Lawrence, but tell us who pulled the trigger.
I did, Blackie, I did.
You'd have to be a contortionist to shoot yourself the way you've been shot.
Well, then I'm a contortionist. I tell you, I shot myself.
I can tell he's not going to change his story, Faraday. Come on, let's get out of here. Try some other time.
Okay. Lawrence, if you're shielding someone, I'll find out who it is.
I'm not shielding anyone.
Maybe he's telling the truth, Faraday, and you'll find out about that, too.
You'd believe anybody, as long as I said I didn't believe him, wouldn't you?
Oh.
Hey, Tommy. Tommy.
In it, Lance?
They've gone. Oh, how'd you keep old Mrs. Harlow so quiet?
They showed him a gun. It acted just like a muzzle.
Bring her in, huh?
Man, you. Mr. Lance wants to see you.
Sure, I'll see him. I'm not afraid. Go ahead and kill me. Kill me just the way you killed my husband.
We didn't kill your husband, Mrs. Harlow. He killed himself. Accidentally, of course. But the fool shouldn't have tried to hide by hanging out the lighthouse window.
But you made him do it. If he hadn't let you talk him into turning out the light in the lighthouse so those ships could be wrecked, he wouldn't have been afraid to talk to Boston Blackie. When you're going to kill me.
What makes you think I am?
Because I tried to kill you. And I'd shoot you again if you left your gun around and if I had the chance.
You're not going to get the chance. You're going to stay tied up and stay here, too. Until we decide what to do with you. Put her back in the other room, Tommy.
Yeah, Miss Lance. Get back in there, you. Don't try to yell for help. Because the boys in there got orders to strangle if you do.
Don't worry, I won't.
What do you think we ought to do with him, Miss Lance?
I don't know yet, Tommy. We have more important things to do first. There's another ship coming in tonight.
Pretty good load, huh?
Too good a load to let it get away from us. And I got a weather report. It's going to be plenty foggy out there tonight, too.
Well, let's get the ship, huh? You can get the salvage job on it, can't you?
Well, this is another one of Kingston's ships. I don't know why I shouldn't get it. Kingston seems to like my work.
Okay, let's get it. You know what time it's coming in and everything?
Everything, Tommy. I'll tell you what. We'll put our light a little further south this time, so we don't sink this baby right on top of the job we're working on.
Okay. Say, you well enough to go with me, huh?
Oh, sure, sure. I wasn't shot as badly as I told the police.
Okay, if you say so. Hey, but wait, there's a complication on the job tonight.
The new man at the lighthouse, you mean?
Yeah. What we do, buy the guy out the way we did Harlow?
No, no, there isn't time. I'll tell you what. Have a couple of the boys cut the power and phone lines to the lighthouse on the mainland before we go down shore to our portable lights.
Hey, that sounds like a swell idea. Well, Mr. Lawrence, looks like we're getting richer by the minute, huh?
Yes, Tommy. Guys like Kingston owns them, but our ships are coming in.
Heavy fog tonight, Captain.
Yes, but we should be sighting the Rocky Island Lighthouse pretty soon, and it'll guide us into the channel.
fog almost too thick for that light, sir.
It'd have to be solid to hide the Rock Island beam, Mr. Jenkins.
Aye, sir, would it that? I sure wish we'd sight it.
We're still a little too far out. Another 10 minutes and we'll see it, though.
I'd hate to try to find the channel without it, Captain Wills. I don't want to end my days on Devil's Reef.
I know Mr. Kingston wouldn't want to lose another cargo on Devil's Reefs, and neither would I, but I certainly have a strange feeling that we're going to have trouble with those reefs.
Blackie, we're going to spend all night out there at the lighthouse.
We're going to get out there and stay out there till Charlie's ship comes through. At least that long, Mary.
Well, I certainly appreciate your interest in my ship, Blackie.
Oh, I just want to make sure you don't lose two ships in two nights, Charlie.
And you want to make sure I lose sleep, don't you?
You're always asleep, Faraday. If you weren't, you'd know why we have to go out to this lighthouse and what caused Charlie's ship to go on the reef last night.
Even I know what caused that, Blackie. Another light downshore from the lighthouse.
Sure, Mary. Who's ever wrecking these ships sets up a portable light which guides the ships onto the reefs.
And those same people that bribed the lighthouse keeper to turn out the light at Rocky Point.
Right, Charlie. That simple. And I know what's doing it, I think. Everyone sees it, Faraday. Everyone but you.
I see it. And I see the Rocky Point lighthouse, too. It's on tonight.
And we're going to see that it stays on.
Hey, Blackie. Blackie, the light went out.
Light? Gee, it's the lighthouse. Every light in the place is out.
Blackie, my ship's out there in the fog and due to make a run for the channel any minute now.
The light will go back on in a minute.
Oh, no, it won't, Faraday. It wasn't only the beam that went out. It was every light in the tower. That means the power to Rocky Island has been shut off from the mainland.
Well, then we'll have to go back to the mainland and turn it on again. It
won't be that easy, Mary. My guess is the lines have been cut. Charlie, someone's after a ship of yours again tonight.
Well, maybe with no light at all, my ship won't try for the channel.
No light? They wouldn't try, but look down the coast there. Look down there, a couple of miles.
Oh, no, it's not a light.
It's not a firefly.
That light down there is just south of Devil's Reef, Blackie. My ship will be guided right into the rocks, just like the others. We've got to do something.
We will.
I suppose you know exactly what to do, don't you, Blackie?
Yes, Faraday, I do. We're going to land at Rocky Island. You and I are going to start a fire that will wind up this case in a blaze of glory.
Hey, Mr. Lawrence.
Yeah?
The light at Rocky Island just went out.
Good. Every light in the place, Tommy?
Yeah. Look up there. You can't see a thing.
The boys cut the power lines at the mainland just as they were supposed to, didn't they?
Yeah.
What time is it?
Time for that ship to be making by the channel.
Okay. Let's turn on our light and give it something to steer by.
Sure thing.
Hey, it's some light we got, huh?
Yeah.
You'd never guess from out at sea that it was just a searchlight on the back of a truck.
It's just like a lighthouse, huh?
I don't care what it looks like as long as it leaves that ship of Kingston's on into the reefs out there.
That will.
Aye.
There's the Rocky Island light down there.
Oh, yes, Mr. Jenkins. I see it, too.
We're off our course, sir. Much too far north to make the channel.
Oh, that's odd. I was sure we were heading straight into it. Better get back on course right away, Mr. Jenkins. We're close to shore.
Aye, sir.
Odd. Very odd. If I didn't know better, I'd say that light is several miles south of where it should be.
And you can't move a lighthouse, Captain Wills. Much easier to change the course of the ship.
Aye, and I... Mr. Jenkins,
yeah?
Look there just north of us.
On fire, sure, Captain Wills.
Yes, sir, a house on fire. It's a pretty big blaze. Mr. Jenkins,
yeah?
What do you see in the light of that fire? Or am I just imagining it?
Why, sir, it's the lighthouse. Yes, I can see the whole town in the light of that fire.
It's the Rocky Island lighthouse, Mr. Jenkins.
Yes. Yeah.
And we're south of it, and we ought to be north of it. Reverse engines, Mr. Jenkins.
Right.
We've still got time to keep off Devil's Reef.
Faraday, I hope they see that fire on Rocky Island from Charlie's ship.
And if they don't, they'll see the bottom of the ocean at Devil's Reef.
I sure worked hard
breaking up the stuff we set on fire.
Oh, the exercise will do you good. Let's hope it works and they see the fire right on that ship.
Then what? Hey, I see that phony light you were talking about, Blanky. It's out there on the point.
The point is now how to get it out. Will the guys who are operating it stick till we get there?
Mr. Norris, we ought to be hearing that ship smack up on the reef pretty soon, huh? They can't miss this light of ours.
Yeah, I thought we'd hear the ship already, Tommy. Must be late.
Well, nothing's gone wrong. Hey,
huh?
Look at the shoreline there, Mr. Larch. There's a big fire.
Yeah, so there is.
I wonder what's on fire.
I don't know, but what's the difference?
Hey, it's near where the Rocky Island Lighthouse is, Mr. Larch. In fact, it's on Rocky Island.
Yeah, say, I think you're right.
Hey, you think the ship will see it, huh? Be able to see it at the lighthouse?
No, I don't think so. They're looking for a light on that ship, not a bonfire. So let's keep this searchlight blazing good and bright. Pretty soon...
Hey, Mr. Larch! The light's been shut out.
Run, tell me while it's good and dark. Somebody knows we're here.
Somebody sure does, Lawrence.
Mr. Larch, it's Blackie.
Never mind who it is. Let's get out of here. Oh, hurry up.
I'll take you first, Blackie.
You will, huh?
I will.
One down, Blackie. I want to go.
And he's going to get out of here.
Oh, no, Lawrence. Yeah. You're just going...
How many down now, Blackie?
Two down, Faraday. And that's all there is. There isn't any more. Well, Mary, I'll tell you this. It's a pleasure to be driving a car tonight and not having to worry about lighthouses and reefs and phony lights. Right, Patty?
I suppose so.
I know what you mean, Blackie. By the way, congratulations on knocking off our friend, Mr. Lawrence. I understand you and the inspector here really had the goods on him, and he confessed.
Well, there wasn't anything else he could do after we caught him and his stooge manipulating that portable light. He did tell us, though, that he had that Mrs. Harlow tied up in his apartment. Faraday, a little rescue work, and got her out of there.
Which means that everything is nice and smooth, for a change.
Oh. How can anything be smooth or nice with Blackie around?
Faraday, isn't your brain back from its vacation yet?
My mind's working. Don't you worry about me.
Somebody better. And believe me, you're plenty to worry about.
Now, look, both of you, this will have to stop. We're supposed to be having a pleasant evening.
And what's Faraday doing here?
Well, I knew you two were going to dinner. I asked myself along.
Well, why didn't you decline the invitation when you asked yourself? Mary and I would have appreciated that.
Oh, now, Inspector Faraday, Blackie's only kidding. It'll be a pleasure to have you for dinner.
Have him for dinner? Hey, we should have him at that. Half-baked. Half-baked Faraday. And I can't understand that at all.
No, you can't.
No, considering all the times I've roasted you.
Oh, Blackie.
This is Andrew from OTRWesterns.com. I wanted to invite you to come take a look at our site where we put out podcasts of old-time radio westerns. Check us out at OTRWesterns.com. You're listening to The Great Detectives of Old-Time Radio with Adam Graham. Now let's get back into the show.
Welcome back. An interesting case and a bit of a different one for Blackie, where the criminals essentially assure their capture by not fleeing and assuming that somehow the bonfire wouldn't be noticed on the ship. As horrible as the lighthouse keeper's death was, it's hard to feel too sorry for him, because when you were in a lighthouse in that era and you mess around with that, you really do put the lives of anyone on the sea at risk. So about the worst thing you can do is a lighthouse operator. All right, well, that's about all for now. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. In the meantime, do send your comments to Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. And remember, you can become one of our ongoing Patreon supporters, patreon.greatdetectives.net. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.